This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just got done talking with the Power Authority, and they're saying the ice boom is going to be here for a little bit longer because they have way too much ice out there. So I guess from my end, as just an everyday resident, why should I be concerned about this?
You really shouldn't, unless you live along the Niagara River, in which case that's the reason they're going to hold that ice boom in place, so we don't have that extra flow that can go and damage some of the docks or the water intakes. But for the average resident in Western New York, it's just kind of a sit, wait, and watch the ice melt, as it's been doing so in Lake Erie, especially with a few of the 70-degree days. We saw a big reduction when we topped out and hit those record highs.
Now, what is the overall purpose of the ice boom? I know it kind of helps prevent a lot of the ice from going over into the Niagara River, but as far as the flooding, I mean, like, have we ever seen anything like this before where it created too much chaos without a boom?
Yeah, a number of years ago prior to the boom, what would happen is there would an ice bridge would form at the mouth of the Niagara River. And as that ice collected there, it would form kind of a natural arc. And then as you would have winds or warm-ups, the water would begin to break the ice apart, and then it would flow down the river unimpeded. So you'd have huge ice flows that would be damaging to property and people along the river. And what happened was the installation of that boom back in the 60s kind of relegated, didn't totally mitigate some ice flows because it will get topped when there's huge winds. But for the most part, what it does is it encourages that ice bridge to form and holds the ice in place, so it limits the amount of ice flow down the river.
All right, Andy, and then just one last question for you. Is there anything about the boom in particular maybe I didn't ask or think that our viewers should be aware of?
Yeah, this year the boom actually was broken in a spot or two during that big windstorm. A few of the pontoons broke loose, and they actually floated all the way down the river and were found at the base of Niagara Falls. Someone actually saw it go over, kind of shot over like a log and fell down. The other thing is, when it comes to taking the ice boom out, the earliest it ever has come out is late February, and the latest that the ice boom was ever removed is sometime in May, but that was a number of years ago. This one, I think, will be just about average. April 1st is the target date, and this time we're going to be a little bit past that.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.